Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Said, with the Global Tel Summit Series, From Heartache to Joy. Today's topic is a very exciting one because you're finally going to learn how to escape from the power of your story to really, really be able to live a life that is full of joy and peace. And we have with us our very favorite speaker, Sydney Barrows. She's been on the show a few times before, and she's going to be talking about a very important topic. Nobody else that we know of actually can do this work that Sydney does. The testimonials from her clients are absolutely amazing. If you are someone who has been feeling stuck in whatever kind of energy it is, you have got to give Sydney's program a try, because people are talking about absolutely amazing results. Her approach is actually very different. The way she releases blocks is very different from any other energy healer that you might have experienced with. And so, therefore, people report amazing changes. Like this one person said, there are more opportunities coming my way than ever before, and these opportunities are finding me. Another person said, my whole life changed after my first session with Sydney. Another person said, my life feels so much more effortless now, and I feel safe and supported for the first time in my life. How about this one? Another person said, I wish I could write you a check for $1 million, because that's how amazing it has been in working with Sydney. So people have really shared their amazing stories, and you're going to find out why these people were able to create incredible results, even though, just like you might be feeling right now, they had been feeling really stuck. They had tried everything and nothing had helped them. They had tried different healers, they had tried different programs, and they seemed never to be able to get past their programming. So today's call is really for you if you feel, if you resonate with any of this. Sydney Barrows is an experienced light worker with clients on every continent except the North and South Poles. She's walked in your shoes and has personally lived and suffered from so many of the challenges that you face, giving her the insight and ability to instinctively pinpoint the causes of the emotional, psychological, and spiritual pain and suffering that are keeping you from living a happy and fulfilling life. She can identify the energies that are keeping you stuck and trapped, and then she can create a personalized protocol specifically for you that deeply and thoroughly clears all those energies from whatever they exist, releasing them from all the layers that reach down to the root of how and why they were formed in the first place. It's a very, very important point to remember, because these energies were originated in this lifetime or other lifetimes, and they could be karmic, trauma, or core fear energies that go back hundreds, if not thousands of years. So she really, really is able to heal these egoic energies that actually are part of your identity formed in this lifetime, and that's why it's so hard to get rid of them. So today we're going to be talking about all of that. Remember, we're also going to take one-on-one callers. So Sydney is going to be able to release one energy per person for a lucky few callers that are going to be able to really, really transform certain aspects of their lives right on this live call today. It's really exciting. And then she also has a great group process plan, which is going to help shift everybody that listens to the call, either live or on replay. So I am super, super excited about today's call. Sydney, my dear, welcome back to the show. It is so exciting to have you back with us.
I am so thrilled to be back, Aaron. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was reading the testimonials, Sydney. They are, you know, this is one of those calls where the testimonials are crazy. I mean, they're amazing. Tell us why.
Why
is that? Yeah, and that's just
because
that's not even all of them.
Yeah. The reason is because neither the client nor I decides what we're going to work on. What I do, as far as everyone I've worked with has said, no one else does this, is with their permission, I connect with their, and I'll be doing this on the call with people too, is I connect with your higher self. So for the purposes of the session, I am you. I am acting as your proxy. and I do muscle testing. And what I do is I ask your higher self, who obviously knows better than anybody else, you give me your problem, and I ask your higher self, what is it that has, you know, that has created this problem and or that's holding these energies in place? And then I do it in form of a statement and get a yes or a no, and that's how I do it. And another thing I do, and you've worked with me so you know this, it's painstaking. It can be a pain in the neck, but I get the exact wording that your subconscious mind and your higher self has those energies sort of stored as, for lack of a better word. And that's really important because, you know, you just can't sort of generically clear. I mean, you can, but it doesn't work as well as if you get the exact wording. And then another thing I do, which I don't think anyone else does, is much of the time there are, like, let's say there are trauma energies that are holding something in place or that are causing something that you have a problem with. Well, the thing is that the majority of the time, but not all the time, there are energies holding those trauma energies in place. And, yes, you can release the trauma energies, and that might help some. But unless and until you release what's holding those energies in place, what created them in the first place, you're not going to get a complete and total clearing of those energies.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense. It really makes a lot of sense.
And I work right with your higher self. Your higher self tells me exactly what those things are.
Yeah. And no wonder that the results are crazy good and people, like I said, are able to really turn around chronic issues. You've worked with so many people, Sydney. What have you found to be the most critical energies in a person's story?
Oh, that's really hard to say. I mean, I know today we're working with story energies, and the reason I'm doing that is because no one else I know has ever done it, and that really does make a difference. Now, sometimes when someone has an issue, it is because they have a story that's holding the, you know, their problem in place. But it might not be. But the thing is, unless we clear a story that someone has about something, if there is one, then people are going to keep reverting to the default. Your story is your default. Let me explain exactly what your story is. So you might already know that your story is really a collection of things that you've heard, you've seen, you've experienced, you know, during your life, particularly the first 7 to 10 years of your life. And what's most important is the assumptions, the beliefs, and the expectations that your subconscious mind has created about those things you've heard, seen, and experienced. So as your story develops over the years, what happens is things get added to it. You know, sometimes the items that support the story, and if it's a really strong story, your subconscious mind will just reject anything that is different. So the bits and pieces that make up your story and over the years are added to it. Now, this is the interesting part. They may have been taken out of context. They may have been, you know, a situation that you saw or something you heard could have been misconstrued or misunderstood. A lot of the stuff that it puts together for your story just plain old doesn't make sense. So what you often end up with is elements in your story that aren't even true. And that's what's so interesting, because your story is what you tell yourself. You know, whenever you have people talk about the self-talk, your story is what you tell yourself about who you are and who you're not. You know, like, you know, who you are, who, like, I'm someone who always says this. I'm someone who never has that. What you can do and what you cannot do, what you should do and what you should not do, because a lot of people are brought up with a lot of shoulds, as well as what you are expected to do and not expected to do by other people, and what you can expect and not expect from yourself, as well as from other people and from your future. So your story shapes how you live your life every day, the decisions you make, the choices you make, how you react and respond to different people, situations, and circumstances. This is important. What you believe you deserve or you aren't worthy of. I mean, the list goes on and on. It touches every area of your life. And this is the important part. Eventually, the stories you tell yourself the most frequently or that produce the biggest emotional charge Those become part of your identity. They migrate from your subconscious mind to your ego, which is part of your subconscious mind, and it's the part where your identity is located. And once that happens, it's difficult, if not impossible, to dislodge or delete that element of your identity on your own. So if you feel stuck, if you're unable to move away from a life that you don't like into one that you do, if you're having difficulty creating a life that's right and authentic for you, it's because there are elements in your story that have become your identity that will not allow it. And that's why when we get to the group process, I'm going to be clearing five egoic energies that are holding you back from being, doing, having, and experiencing what you'd like for your life.
Beautiful. And just so you guys know, we're going to be doing that group process in just a couple of minutes, as soon as Sydney answers my next question. So please stay tuned and get ready. Invite friends if you need to, because this is going to be a really awesome, it's a fantastic group process that is really going to help you shift. So Sydney, what would you say? You kind of touched on that a little bit. What are the most difficult energies to clear in someone's story?
In someone's story? Well, okay, this is
yes.
The thing. The exact wording that source has told me to use is there are sets of elements in your story. And we don't need to know what they are. If you have a certain issue and it happens to be story energies, I will just ask to clear, I will command to clear the set of elements of your story that is impacting that issue. Now, if you're someone who, so like for instance, when I work on myself, what I do is I just clear, I have, I think it's 156 different sets of elements in my story. And so what I do periodically is I just sit down and I go through and I, clear them one by one. But obviously that takes a lot of time. So if people come to me with an issue, I'll find out if I'll ask their higher self, what is the thing that's most seriously impacting, holding that or causing that issue that you have? If the first one is story energies, we'll clear that. It might be trauma energies. That might be the first thing, the most impactful thing. So then we'll clear that.
Mm-hmm.
It really all depends. Everyone, sometimes it's karmic energies, core fear. I mean, you just never know. Everybody is different. And that's why neither the client nor I choose what we're going to do. That's why it's so critical to connect with their higher self and ask their higher self, because that's the sort of entity, for lack of a better word, who knows. There's no way for us to tell. We would just be guessing.
Yeah. So I think our listeners are quite ready now to actually experience the group process. If you can. What I'll do is I'll go on mute, so if you want to give us instructions on how to follow along, and then when you're done, just let me know. I'll unmute myself.
Okay. So, to get the greatest benefits from this group process, please sit in a comfortable place with sound muted on your phone. That's really important. Pick up your phone right now. Mute the sound. If you have a sound that comes from your tablet or your laptop or whatever, please turn that off temporarily. And also, and this is so hard for people, make sure the screens of whatever, especially your phone, are facing down. They're facing away from you, any which way where you can't see them. That's the important part. So while you're taking care of that, I would just like you to know that all of the clearings we're going to be doing today are egoic energies, which means that they're part of your identity, just like I was talking about before. And they're the ones that are the most applicable to the persons on this call or who are going to be listening to the replay of the call. And the way I know this is I connected to Source, obviously, who knows who's going to be listening. And this is the feedback that I receive. This is the exact wording that I receive, the exact issues that I receive from Source, that the people listening to this call at whatever time that would be most helpful to most of them. So I use a quantum-based physics modality of energy healing, and when you use one of those modalities, you must observe either by feeling the energy or seeing the energy move, either in or out, or the energy shift won't work. And trust me, I thought, oh yeah, right, sure. I've tried it, and you know what? It's true. If I don't do that, the energy shift doesn't get made. So that's why after you give me your permission to make these energy shifts, there's going to be a silence while I watch that energy moving. So please say yes when I ask for your permission. Please say it out loud. It can be softly, but it should be out loud. And hopefully you're all ready right now. So let's get started with the first one.
Okay.
Anything that supports the egoic energies, I hate having to change what I believe, and anything else related to this, known and unknown, anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. Please say yes if I have your permission to do this.
Yeah.
And give me a few moments. It is commanded that anything that supports the egoic energies, I'm afraid of making the choices that I'd need to make to change my life, and anything else related to this, known and unknown, anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. Please give me your permission and give me a few moments. Anything that supports the egoic energies, I'm afraid to change how I think, and anything else related to this, known and unknown, anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. Please say yes and give me a moment to do that. It is commanded that anything that supports the egoic energies, it's not safe to do what I'd need to do to change how I think. And anything else related to this, known and unknown, anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. Please say yes. Give me a chance to do that. And anything... It is commanded that anything that supports the egoic energies, I hate having to make the changes I'd need to make to change my life. And anything else related to this, known and unknown, anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. Please say yes. And Aram, I know we said we were only going to do the first five, but you know what? I think this last one is important, and I hope you don't mind. It is commanded
Please,
that anything
ahead.
That supports the egoic energies, it's not safe to change my life. And this is important. A lot of people don't feel safe with change. They feel it's dangerous. That's why I wanted to include this. So it's commanded that anything that supports the egoic energies, it's not safe to change my life. And anything else related to this, known and unknown, anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. Please say yes and give me a chance to do that. So now I'm going to ask Source to replace the energies that were just cleared with positive and empowering energies that Source selects specifically for you. We're all different. I'm not going to download specific energies because we all need something different. So Source selects the ones for you at this time, that you need at this time. So it is commanded to download and allow energies that serve your highest and best good in the highest and best way at this time, and for this to be completed now. Please say yes and give me a few moments. This might take a little bit longer.
Yes.
we're going to finish up by resetting your vibration so that you can experience literally a new reality by, you know, living your life free of those energies that we just cleared, and now that you have these new positive and empowering energies that you just received. So, it is commanded to activate a vibrational reset in the highest and best way for you to reflect all of the energy shifts that you've just experienced, and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments.
Yes.
Okay. And Irem, if I just might do a little explanation about this reality reset, this vibrational reset, one of the things that it does is, first of all, it just makes sure that everything has been released that needed to be released. And then with everything that we downloaded, we downloaded all kinds of energies, especially energies that... Oh, it's hard to explain. Okay, so with a vibrational reset, all these new energies, they have a vibration, and one of the things that's part of the vibrational reset is that those energies go out into the universe, and they attract synchronicities to you. And I've got stories of clients that you wouldn't, I don't have enough time to tell you all the stories of synchronicities that have just happened, things that have just shown up in people's lives. So they do that. People show up. Miracles can show up, all kinds of things. So that's part of the vibrational reset, is to send the energy of your new vibration out into the universe, which is very, very important.
Beautiful. I would love to actually talk to our listeners. I mean, the energy was strong for me. It kind of just knocked me out. I want to talk to our callers that are have their hands raised, and then I guess they can ask you for one thing, like if they're stuck in something, they can ask you for that one.
Well, what I'll do is they'll tell me what their problem is, or what the issue is they'd like to you know, have help with. And then what I do, with their permission, is I connect with their higher self, and then I ask their higher self, what are the energies that are the most severely impacting, you know, this issue, whether with causing it or what's holding it in place or whatever it is. And then their higher self, I can only get a yes or no answer. So I will say trauma energies, that might be a yes or no. Story energies, that might be a yes or no. And I go down the list. And so that's how I do that.
And then you're going to
release higher
one
self
of the energies, right?
And then, yeah, that the one that's the most impactful is the one that I will release.
Beautiful. Love it. So the first caller I'm going to do is area code 623. So 623 area code, you are unmuted right now.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
Hi, this is Christina.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Wonderful. Very good.
Thank you. What
did you feel any of the energies moving
today?
I need clarity on the relationship I'm in.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you. We don't have a good connection. Would you say that again?
I am having some... I need some clarity about my present love relationship.
Okay.
There's been a lot of...
So do you feel...
Yeah, that's it right, Irem. Go ahead, Irem.
I'm not speaking, actually. It's Christina.
Oh, okay, I thought you were. Okay.
Christina, exactly... Yeah, what exactly is your main issue, honey? In the love trip, is there anything in particular?
Well, yes. Just clarity whether I should stay in this relationship.
So is this something you can help with, Sydney?
Let's see.
Including psychic readings.
I would pick other otherwise finances, either one, relationship or finances.
Okay. So do I have your permission to connect with your subconscious mind and act as your proxy for the purposes of this session?
Absolutely.
I need you to say yes. Okay. Just give me a few moments to connect with you. Okay. So I apologize if my voice gets softer, but that's what happens when I'm in this trancy state acting as your proxy. So I apologize for that, but that's just the way it is. Okay, so, and that's why I will refer to, when I talk, I will refer to me, my, and that's because right now, for the purposes of this session, I am you, because I'm acting as your proxy. So that's going to sound weird, but, you know, that's just the way it works. So regarding my current relationship, I need clarity on whether or not I should stay or should I go. So higher self, what would be the high, what is most severely or directly impacting my lack of ability to get clarity on this, or my lack of ability to accept the clarity that I'm getting that maybe I don't want to see? Okay, so trauma, let's start with story energy. No, trauma energy. No, core fear energies. Yes? And how many core fear energies about this do I have? Just one. No, two. No, three. Yes. Okay, hopefully we'll hit on the first one. We won't have to go looking for all three. We'll hit on the one that's the most impactful right away. So, let's see. I have a core fear of being alone. Yes, and that could be worded differently to make it even more accurate and or effective. Yes. So the word alone belongs in there. No. On my own. Yes. I have a core fear of being or living on my own. Yes. Being or living? Being. No, living. Yes. So I have a core fear of living on my own. Yes, and that needs to be tweaked to make it even more accurate. No fear. No. Living on. Oh. Okay, and this is, of all the core fears, this is the one that is impacting me the most. Yes. Yay, bingo. Okay. So we're going to release that core fear. It is commanded that anything that supports the energies of my core fear of living on my own, and anything else related to this, known and unknown, anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. Do I have your permission?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and now I'm going to ask Source to replace the energies that were just cleared with the positive and empowering energies, which, as I said before, Source selects specifically for you. It is command. I live in New York City. Sorry for the sirens. It is commanded to download and allow energies that serve your highest and best good in the highest and best way at this time, and for this to be completed now. Do I have your permission? I need you to say yes.
Yes.
It is commanded to activate a vibrational reset in the highest and best way for you to reflect all of the energy shifts cancel. It is commanded to activate a vibrational reset in the highest and best way for me, as in you, to reflect all of the energy shifts I've just experienced and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes.
Yes.
Okay. So in addition to these three core fears, what other energies are getting in the way of my having clarity? Past life? No. Trauma? No. Point of origin? No. My story? Yes. Okay. So apparently the core fears were the most important. So we've released one of the three, and we also have story energies about this. But with any luck, just the fear of living on your own is what's getting in the way of you having any clarity about leaving, because if you're so afraid of living on your own, which so many of us are, that's why you can't even really begin to think seriously about leaving. Okay?
So now I live on my own
energetically.
Hello?
Sorry. Yes.
Oh, did you mean energetically? Because I have lived on my own for the past 6 years.
Well, all I can tell you is this is what I got from your high. Now, living on, but you still had a relationship.
Yes.
Okay, so for whatever reason, your higher self, the way it thinks of this situation is living on your own. So your version of living on your own, I guess, means living in a separate place. Maybe your higher self's version of living on your own means living without a boyfriend. That's got to be what it is. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And Irem, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that anybody else on the call who has a similar issue, or even might have a similar issue and doesn't, but maybe they don't think they do, just say yes. And if you don't have a similar issue, then nothing will happen. But if you do, you will benefit from the healing also. I should have said that before.
Yeah, and I could totally relate to that energy, by the way, being on my own.
Me too.
That totally makes sense.
Me too.
Yeah. Let's quickly talk to one more person, and then we want to talk about your offer, because I know this is a longer process where really Sydney is really, really removing that energy from the core. So imagine if something is like a cord that has its roots. So she's actually removing it from the roots. So that's why we want to make sure all the layers get removed. So next person is, I think this is Shirley, and she had written in as well. This is area code 919. You are on 919. All right.
Really?
So, yeah, sometimes people don't realize that their name is being called.
You know why? Because they're listening to the webcast and there's a delay.
Yeah, there's a delay. So 516 area code, you are on 516.
Hi, my name's Anita.
Anita?
Hi, what's your
yes,
name?
Yes.
Anita.
Okay. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Anita.
Hi. Hi.
How can I help you?
I was wondering if you could help me. I am moving ahead in my career. I'm changing. I was a school psychologist, and I'm moving into a private
you're
practice.
What, a psychologist?
Yes. I worked
okay.
in the school system for many years. I just left that position. I'm opening a practice, private practice, and I wanted to go into the art field. I paint. I want to do showings and sell artwork. But my problem right now is...
Okay, I'm sorry. Shirley. We don't have the world's greatest connection, so what I need you to do is
okay.
to repeat what you said, but to say it more slowly and enunciate it, because then it'll be easier, even with a bad connection, to understand you. And I really
sure.
want to make sure I do understand what your issue is. So I got
okay.
that you're a psychologist. I'm not sure whether you were in a school system or you still are. I didn't catch that part.
Yes, I was in the school system. I'm opening
was.
A private practice. Yes.
Ah.
I'm opening a private practice, and I'm also planning to do showings for my artwork. And I feel a little stuck. And what's happened in the meantime is 8 months ago, I developed tinnitus and some hearing loss in my left ear, and it's kind of making me not as motivated because I can't hear clearly, and it's really frustrating. So I was wondering if there's anything you can see in my energy field that you can clear to help me move ahead.
Okay. So first, we're first going to find out whether or not it's a tinnitus that is getting in the way.
Okay.
Okay. So, do I have your permission to connect with your subconscious mind and act as your proxy for the purposes of this session?
Yes.
There's some resistance here. Okay, Shirley, this happens sometimes, and I'm so sorry it happened with you. For some reason, your subconscious mind does not, or your egoic, you know, your egoic mind does not want to let me in. Usually, that's because it's afraid that the energy work will work. That's usually number one. Or what it fears and imagines you will or might lose, or will or might happen. And it's my guess, just my professional guess, that the reason you got the tinnitus is because there's something going on in there that is so afraid of you opening up a practice of your own, maybe showing your artwork, that it has given you the tinnitus. It has caused the tinnitus to keep you from doing that. And it's probably the same energies that are preventing me from connecting with you now. So the only way that I could do that, and I know it sounds self-serving, but, I mean, this, you're not the first person this has happened with, is if we were to work together one-on-one, then I could go through and it takes, you know, and figure out what it is that makes is making this happen, and then we'd have to get rid of whatever that was. And it's just a bit of a process, and we'd never really get to the tinnitus. So that's I'm really sorry. There's just nothing I can do about it. If your subconscious mind won't let me in, there's nothing I can do about it until I get a chance to clear whatever that is.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I feel badly.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
We actually want to go ahead and look at your offer now, Sydney, because we will run out of time. Now, if we have more time, I will come back and talk to more callers. But right now, we want to look at Sydney's offer, which is at orderjoynow.com/Sydney. And the number 19 on the webcast or on the replay, just press the special offer button. This is where you'll find how to escape from the power of your story, break free of the negative energies that are holding you captive and trapped in an unhappy and fulfilling life, to creating all kinds of amazing changes. What if really this is the year that you guys get to do this? This is really awesome, because a lot of people have been getting these messages that this is the year that it's finally going to happen. I already told you guys some of the results that people have experienced in working with Sydney. They are amazing. One person said, your program really works. I've made massive, massive progress. Another person was talking about the MP3s and said, your MP3s were very influential, extremely thorough. You covered so many different angles. Even by listening to MP3s, people are saying that it's working. Something is clicking. I'm on my way. So it's really powerful stuff, you guys. We talked about some of the other results people have experienced. Really, right after one session, they felt that their life had changed. So this is a very, very powerful program. Sydney, I'm going to let you take over and explain it, and then we'll take questions on the webcast from people that need more clarity about the program.
Okay. So first we have Package A, and Package A is 12 MP3s. There are four modules. The first module is Escape from the Power of your story, and we get rid of energies that do not allow you to do that. The second module is Trapped in an Unhappy Life Story, and we clear energies that keep you trapped in that unhappy life story. The third module is Get Unstuck from Your Story, and we clear energies that do not allow you to get unstuck. And then module four is Creating a More Authentic Life, and we clear the energies that keep you from doing that. So there are three audios, about 15 minutes each, in each of the four modules. And then, in addition to that, there are four what I call power booster calls. And what that does is it gives you the opportunity, just like today, to call in and request a personal, you know, customized mini healing for you, you know, and for your particular issues. There'll be one for each of the four modules. And so that is package A. Then package B is everything I just said, plus the original Get Unstuck Foundation program, which was my first program I did for Irem. That was just a wild, wild, I mean, I was just blown away by how successful that was. And a lot of the testimonials that you'll read on the page are from those people. It was fantastic. There are four modules in that one, too. The first is fear of failure and fear of being a failure. The second one is fear of success and the fear of being successful. The third one is fear of change. And then the fourth one is say yes to success, which is all kinds of positive stuff. And the feedback has been fantastic. So that's what package B is. It's both. It's the package. It's all the new ones plus the ones that we did before, if you didn't get that already. And then, of course, it includes the power booster calls. Then package C is everything in package B, both of the sets of, you know, the Escape from the Power of Your Story and the Get Unstuck Foundation program, the power booster calls, and then a 45-minute session, one-on-one session with me. And as far as I know, we just started selling this, and so we're still on have the tier one prices, which is the lowest price you will ever see that at, and there are only very few available. So if you'd like to have a private session with me, then I would go and grab that really fast. And then, of course, there's the VIP package for those of you who would like to, let's say you already have, you don't want package because you've already got the Get Unstuck Foundation program. So if you want a private session for the same price of package C, you can get a VIP package. Or if you'd like to add additional, and that's, you know, additional 45-minute sessions. So that's what that's about. But I think one of the things that I really want to emphasize is on these power booster calls that you will get a chance to speak with me, you know, one-on-one. And just like we did today, I will figure out and clear things about an issue that you have personally. So I think that's the really short version. is that enough, Irma? Is there something else that you would like me to add to that?
I would love for you to actually talk about some of your favorite success stories that people have experienced.
Oh, I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that. Okay. So when I first started out, pretty much all the clients I had came to me. They're entrepreneurs. And I used to be, I still am, a small business consultant, so I was in that world. And people came to me because they wanted to make more money. And I have a client who called me up and said, you know, I am sure that I must have an income ceiling. He said, no matter what I do, I can't make more than $300,000 a year. And I know I can do it. And I know I have the kind of business that can do it. Long story short, the first year he ended up making over $1 million. And the second year, anyway, we started in 2015. You can read the exact progression of how much money he made every year. But let's just say that in 2018, which is so just a little bit of 2015, all of 16 and all of 17, he made $2.1 million. Okay, and then I had another client. Yeah. I got a number of clients after the crash. I had one client who had lost everything. He put it all in tech stocks, lost everything. I had a client who lost a 5,000 square foot custom house built on the coast of California. I mean, just all these things. And they just couldn't, as one of them said, I can't get my mojo back. And what that was all about is when those horrible things happened to them, now these are story energies, is they said, oh, my God, this was so awful. This is the worst thing that ever happened to me. Jesus, I never want anything like this to happen to me again. Well, their subconscious mind heard that and said, yeah, you're right. This is pretty awful. okay, we are going to protect you and make sure that this doesn't ever happen again, which meant that they, you know, it wasn't going to let them ever be successful again. So I got plenty of stories about those people the guy that lost $7 million has now more than made that back and has a multi-million dollar a year business. Yeah. And the one who had the house on the coast, he couldn't even make cold calls. He couldn't even, I mean, he just was so paralyzed by even contacting people.
Mm-hmm.
And after just a couple of sessions, he was able to pick up the phone. He was able to meet with people. You know, I have a lot of clients who just have, when it comes to talking about money, they just have a real hard time asking for, you know, what they charge, what they know or believe they're worth. A lot of clients have a lot of problems with being seen. That's especially women. That's a big one. Being seen.
Yeah, I've had that one.
You'll read a number of testimonials about that one. I had a client whose husband, you know, made a lot of money, and they wanted to move. Now, she grew up in Puerto Rico, very, very poor, and they wanted to move to a really nice, nice area of town. And she had real fear issues about that. She felt that, I don't belong in a place like this. You know, people won't, they won't think that I belong. They won't think I belong. I don't feel like I belong. Just all these different things. And I remember when they put an offer on the house, she called me from the car on the way home. She was practically in tears. She was so scared. Well, long story short, they are now living in their beautiful new home, and they're both absolutely thrilled.
Ah.
She's comfortable with it. She's fine with it. So that's that was good.
Love it.
I've also had a lot of clients who had food issues. And one of my favorite stories is a client that I had who I think was after only two sessions. She and her husband and their son, after church, always stopped at the Dairy Queen on the way home. And so they go and they stop at the Dairy Queen, and the husband looks over at her because they go into the drive-up window and asks her what she wants. And she thinks about it for a minute and says, you know what? I really don't want anything.
Wow.
Other clients, oh, yeah. And I have other clients who have told me that usually what they do is they go in the kitchen, they get home, they go right to the kitchen and go to the refrigerator. And and they just they don't want to do that anymore. I had a client who had a thing for cookies, oh my God. And I can't remember how to tell you how excited she was when I spoke with her. She goes, you're not going to believe this. She goes, for the first time in my life, I was in the supermarket and I didn't even want to walk down the cookie aisle. She said, and then I was out to dinner with my friends, and they put the bread basket right in front of me because they know that, like, I'll eat the whole thing. She said, I looked at it and I thought, you know what? I just don't even want it. And that's what people say all the time, is they just don't even want to eat the bad stuff. That's very, very, very common.
Yeah.
People become
hyper-productive.
Okay. I'm sorry. I can just go on and on.
No, please. Go ahead. Go ahead. People become hyper-productive.
I have one client whose mother died. She had her own business, and her mother died. And all of a sudden, she had these energies about how could she be happy if her mother was dead. And so her business just fell through the floor. She couldn't work. She couldn't, because she just felt like she, you know, had no right to be happy because her mother was dead. So we certainly cleared that up fast. And it's not uncommon at all for people to have energies, usually story energies, that they can't make more than their fathers did.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very interesting one. They feel that it would be disrespectful to their fathers. I have clients who, I have one client who, well, this is the one I'm thinking of. You know how on a Sunday everybody piles in the car when you're a kid and you go and you drive around the really nice neighborhoods and you look at all the beautiful houses? So what often parents say without even realizing what they're doing is giving me a sort of, oh, look at those lucky people. People like us, you know, we'll never live in houses like this. People like us don't. It's like, people like us don't do this. People like us can't have that. Those people have advantages just because, you know, they know other people, and just all these different things. And so these become stories, and people feel that they can't get away from that story. Or if their parents gave them the impression that rich people were greedy or they weren't nice or just a whole host of things were selfish.
Mm.
People, these children are afraid to make money, and I can't tell you more than once, because they're afraid their parents won't love them anymore. They'll become them, and if they become them, meaning a rich person, their parents won't love them anymore. One had a problem. Story issues. My parents won't know who I am anymore. My father will be afraid of me. Another one said, you know, they'll think I'm getting too big for my britches. So these are all kinds of story energies that keep these people from making money because of these story energies they have from where they grew up. And, I've got one, the vibrational energy one. For I have a client in Saudi Arabia. Now, we all know how Saudi Arabia is not exactly friendly to women. So, but she has a job, but she was never given a promotion, didn't get a raise, was never advanced, you know, that kind of thing. Well, we worked together, and her vibrational energy changed so quickly that she was asked to attend meetings that a meeting that only executives attended. Then she was given a project that only the executives were given. Then she got a raise. She'd never gotten a raise in her life. They gave her a big raise, and they gave her a promotion. And all because her energies had changed, and then it gets even better.
Yeah.
So every you guys, in the United States, it's on a Sunday. I guess in Saudi Arabia it would be a Saturday when the family gets together, if you have family dinners. Anyway, she said there was always bickering and fighting, and there was hardly ever a dinner where someone didn't get up and storm out, and there was a lot of shouting and anger. Anyway, she wrote me an email and said, you just are not going to believe this. She goes, first of all, one of my sisters who absolutely hates me and never has anything nice to say about me is all of a sudden being nice to me and being friendly to me and actually gave me a compliment, which never happened. And then the next time we spoke, she said, she didn't use the word family dynamic, because that's, a little bit of advanced English, but she said that no one's fighting at the table anymore. Everyone is being nice to each other. No one has stormed. I mean, she said, it's like my whole family's relationship with each other has changed. And it's all because her vibration changed, and that changed, slowly changed the whole, everybody at that dinner table, changed the family dynamic. And I have stories about
it.
Stuff
I
that came,
love
oh
all
yeah,
these
no, no.
Examples.
I have a client who makes jewelry, and she normally sells the jewelry either at, art fairs or people give her a party in their homes. And that's, that's a tough way to do business. So she started working with me. And after one session, she said, I just got an invitation for a curated art fair, meaning not just anybody can they have to choose you. They have to look at your stuff and say, okay, that meets our standards. So she got that. And then she gets a phone call from a magazine that they want to put her jewelry in their magazine. Never happened before. Then with the art fair, it was down in Washington. So she plans on going to Washington. All of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, she gets a call from a friend saying, I'd like to give you a party in my home to sell your jewelry. I mean, this stuff just happened. And when I talk about synchronicities and things just coming in over the transom, I mean, if I had $1 for every time someone said to me, you won't guess what happened. And then they tell me something. I have a client who was looking for, who needed a, her business had gotten so big that she needed a warehouse to keep all the stuff in. And everything was just way too expensive, and she just couldn't afford it. And all of a sudden, she came across somebody who had a warehouse that they were moving out of and that they owned, and that they just ended up liking her and giving it to her for a price that she could, rent that she could afford. Just out of the blue. And things like that happen all the time. It's uncanny.
It is beautiful is what it is. And, once you understand how energy works,
Sydney, it really makes a lot of sense. It's not even that surprising because everything really is energy. So once you release those story energies or whatever type of energy is holding them back, and the vibration changes, like what you said earlier, the things that they desire and they are a vibrational match will actually find them, and then they begin to show up in their lives. So that's why the examples that you were giving, you know, of your clients where results happen so fast.
Yeah, things just find them.
Yeah, in the energy world, it doesn't have to take long, and results can actually happen very fast. Now, let me remind
you
everybody
that
Let me quickly go over this, Sydney, really quickly, because we didn't talk about the prices. So I want to make sure that people have these. Orderjoynow.com/Sydney, S-Y-D-N-E-Y, and the number 19. On the webcast or on the replay, just press the special offer button. Now, on package A, as Sydney told you guys, it's deeply discounted, almost 97% off. It is regularly for $3,200. You can get it for $99 right now. It is a powerful package of 12 MP3s and 4 Power Booster group calls, which means you get to have live access to Sydney. Very, very powerful package. It is priced so that everybody can have access to it. And remember, in the testimonials, you can see how people's lives change just by the MP3s as well. So you've got the MP3s plus the Power Booster group calls. And that's package A, which you can, if you would like to get PayPal credit, then, you know, you can get the package now and make the payments over 6 months. Now, package B is a slight upgrade. It is at $177 right now. It is also a 97% discount. Originally $6,000, almost $6,100. Right now it is at $177, which is incredibly low. And you get everything in package A plus an additional 14 MP3s, which are foundational MP3s. Very, very powerful MP3s.
Yeah, so it's a whole nother, it's a whole different package. It's you know, now you're getting two full packages.
Two full packages. That is awesome. So you've got two full packages in package B. And then if you would like a session, that is a slight upgrade, but really packed full of value, is a 45-minute, not even, right now it is at a bonus. You can get 15 minutes extra, you guys, for early birds. Not only is the price discounted, but you also get
Aaron, we're not doing that. No, because Nyla said let's do the tier pricing and give it to people for a better price.
Better price. All right. So
I'm not sure what it is now.
It's $247. So it's $247.
Yeah.
So it got discounted from the $327 to give you guys more of a discount. So you can, the early bird pricing is $247. So more people can actually get in on package C. So it's package C, which you can get on a two-payment plan as well, by the way. So you can get it on a two-payment plan, and you will pay 50% now and 50% later, okay? So very powerful offers. Any of these will work fantastic, but, of course, if you want a session, then you want to get package C. If you have any questions at all, we have only maybe 5 more minutes left with Sydney. If you have any questions regarding the packages, please make sure you write to us right now so that I can address those with Sydney. Now, Sydney, I interrupted you earlier when I was going to talk about the pricing. So if you want to talk about that, or one of the things I really like asking my guest speakers towards the end of the call, Sydney, as you know, there are people that have tried everything. They've just tried everything. And because of having tried all the different things and not seeing any significant changes, they feel hopeless. What would you say to someone like that right now?
I have had numerous from Heartache to Joy clients who were in exactly in that position. And what happens is, first of all, they almost have an addiction to there's something wrong with me. There's always something they feel that has to be fixed. And it turns into an addiction, and they buy package after package after package, and because their story now is I'm broken. I need to be fixed. And until they get rid of that story, they're going to continue to feel like they're broken and to feel like they need to be fixed.
That's one. That's the number one thing. The number two thing is that they need to have, you know, they need to have that. So they need to have that story completely cleared out all the way down to the root. And then we have to find out why. What's, like, for instance, I had one client who had that issue, and the reason she had that issue is because she didn't feel that she deserved to have fun. And if she wasn't spending all of her time working on herself, then, oh, my God, she might have time to have fun, and that her higher, you know, not her higher, but there's something in her subconscious mind that said, oh, no, that's not good. So there's all kinds of reasons why people cling on to this, you know, I can't live my life until this happens. I can't move forward until that happens. And that's why they stay stuck. So we need to get rid of whatever that happens or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden things move. Now, the group process we did today having to do with change, that is a major, major, major issue for people. If they have problems with changing, then they can have all the clearings in the world. But if they have a problem, fears of changing or problems with changing, nothing's going to happen because those fears or whatever those, you know, change issues are not going to be part of their ego. It's all egoic energies, part of their identity, and nothing's going to happen until they get rid of those identity issues about change. Change is dangerous. It's not safe. You know, I don't deserve it. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to. I'm not ready to change. Got a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
So once we get rid of that,
that a lot of times people don't consciously know that this is what's holding them back. That this is what they believe. They don't even consciously know that.
Yeah, and I don't know how many other healers are actually addressing that.
Yeah.
Which is not a criticism.
Yeah,
and that's a criticism.
No, but it's a very important point, which could be the very reason why people are still stuck. So thank you for bringing that up. That's a very, very important point. Wow, really powerful. So, again, orderjoynow.com/Sydney, S-Y-D-N-E-Y, and the number 19. Remember, right now we have the package C at a very great discount. You can get in and get a 45-minute private session along with the really power-packed package, you know, with the 14 Foundation MP3s, plus the 4 Power Booster Group calls, plus the 12 MP3s. This is truly a package where if you want to blast through your blocks and release them, not just in a big way, but really permanently, then this is a package that you must have in your arsenal for this year. Here's what I want you guys to think about. What is it that you would really, truly, let's say it's the end of the year, right? It's the end of the year. It's the last day of December, and you're looking back, and you're feeling, oh, my God, this was a fantastic year. I cannot believe how amazing it was. And I want you to think about what was the one or two or maybe maximum 3 things that happen in order for this to become a fantastic year. The one, the two, or the 3 things that happen. I really want you to feel into the energy of that because I want you to feel how it would feel if you no longer had to deal with those issues. If those, all those 3 things happened, you still have ample time, people have been able to manifest the life of their dreams, even after one session with Sydney. That's how powerful it is. Imagine if you are that person and you were able to manifest the life of your dreams and you're at the end of the year and you're saying, oh my God, this was such a fantastic year. What is holding you back? It is this investment. You know, if once you invest in yourself, this is truly an investment into your dream life. Right now, at a really great discount, I encourage you to take advantage of it. It's going to go up by almost $100 once we run out of those first few sessions. And I know that they've been going really fast. So this tiered pricing will run out, and then we'll have to raise the price. So make sure you get it before that. Orderjoynow.com/Sydney19. Oh, my goodness. We are at the end of our time together, Sydney. It was so incredibly fantastic to have you share this space with us today. I'm so honored.
Well, thank you. I loved being here, and I love working with all the From Heartache to Joy people. We've been doing it for a few years now, and they're just such wonderful people, and it makes me so happy to be able to.
Yeah.
You've seen the testimony. I mean, it just makes me so happy to be able to literally change, for have people to say, you changed my life. I mean, it's the most wonderful feeling in the world.
It is. It absolutely is. And thank you so much for your wonderful work with our community, Sydney. Yes, you have been working with them for a few years, and they absolutely love you. That's why we keep having you back. So thank you so much for coming back and for bringing such a powerful offer for our listeners. And guys, remember, you are the ones that manifest these amazing healers and these amazing light workers. It is your consciousness that is so ready. That's why you were on this call today. If you have any doubt about whether you are ready or not, let me tell you this, you are, because that's why you were on this call. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all the wonderful things that you guys are doing and for helping us grow this community. Thank you. Lots of love to all of you and to you, Sydney. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Erin. And thank you, everybody, for being on the call, listening to the replay. And I really look forward to working with you.
Yeah, and for sharing the replay as well. Remember, when you share the replay, we can get this message to even more people than just our community. So thank you so much. Lots of love, everybody. And bye-bye for now.